This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Come Sunday, mid-afternoon-ish, out here on the West Coast, somewhere north of 100 million people in this economy are going to plop down on the couch, turn on the TV or their device of choice, tune to the CBS broadcast, and watch the Super Bowl. Broadcast being the operative phrase there. Live sports are one of the things, one of the only things, really, that still get people to traditional television in sizable numbers as we become, slowly but surely, a streaming nation. But the hyper-competitive world of streaming ain't doing so hot either. Marketplace's Savannah Marr checks in on where the streaming business is at and where it might be headed.
First, come with me on a journey into the past. We're going back a decade. Crop tops are everywhere. Kesha is on the radio. And you can cut the cord and get Netflix for $7.99 a month. That gets you your pick of sitcoms and procedurals to have on while you fold laundry. Plus, original, prestige-y stuff like Orange is the New Black. And if something's missing from that massive catalog, it's probably on the other streamer for just $5.99 a month. But Hulu and Netflix were selling us those cheap subscriptions and big content libraries at a pretty steep loss.
That's the Silicon Valley model, is to first focus on getting scale and then worry about profitability later.
Eleanor Patterson, a professor of media studies at Auburn University, says that model didn't factor in more competition. And before long, big tech gets in on the action. Amazon Prime Video launched worldwide in 2016. Then legacy media companies like Disney, HBO, and NBC start launching streaming arms.
When they started their own service, they're like, I'm going to take back all of my IP.
Popular shows get spread out, so now you need three or four subscriptions to watch them all. Oh, and today, the cost of those subscriptions is way up. But good news, you can opt for the cheaper, ad-supported tiers streamers are pushing as they try to claw their way to profitability. Still, your monthly streaming bill is getting closer to the cost of the cable bundle you ditched a decade ago.
You know, it's a big, big mess, is what I'm trying to say.
The business has been through the ringer over the past 3 to 4 years.
J. Christopher Hamilton is a professor at Syracuse and an entertainment attorney.
One of the things we've come out of this learning is there's no escaping consumers wanting their cake and eating it too.
He says streamers have to figure out how to keep delivering us popular shows at a price we can stomach, which is tough in such a crowded field.
But if you listen to what these CEOs are talking about, I think we're going to see a much more condensed media space.
And a few years down the road,
very well might end up being just three major players.
Sounds a lot like the old days of TV. Speaking of which, Brandon Katz with Parrot Analytics says the ads streamers have been introducing are here to stay.
With pricing pressure, they are going to continue to try to convert as many people to the ad tier as possible.
And on the content front,
I would expect a creative dumbing down.
During that growth at all costs era, Katz says lots of highbrow, artistically daring shows, think Fleabag, got the green light. But now, with the focus on revenue and profit,
everyone is looking for that broad appeal commercial fare.
Because it turns out most of us just want to watch hokey sitcoms and old network dramas on a loop. Here's Eleanor Patterson again, the Auburn professor.
My students, I ask them what their favorite show is. They're like, Friends, Seinfeld.
Patterson says it's telling that streaming's most popular commodities are decades-old network shows, and that so many of us are grumpy about how decentralized streaming has become, with no TV guide telling us what to watch.
People want that all-in-one box. They want that all-in-one magic stick that just, like, has everything. And I bet people would pay $100 a month for that. And, you know, they want the cable without calling it cable.
Streaming is killing off the competition and also becoming it. But maybe that's what we all want. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.